I hear a commotion. As I look up, two dudes wearing ski masks run out the door with a flat-screen TV.
Did you chase after them?
I can't run with claw feet.
Your recliner can't help in a robbery, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property loss. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Let me wrap up with David and we'll move on with the show. You want to get in? 654-7627. I have a number of things I want to get to. You know, Shohei Ohtani was selected the American League Player of the Week. 7 innings pitched, 0 earned runs, 12 Ks, throwing 100 miles an hour, 3 home runs, 7 RBIs. And I saw a tweet here about suggesting that he's the first player in 100 years, and I can't find that tweet right now, but the first player in 100 years to post those numbers from both sides of the plate. I guess it's working so far. Back to Dave in Simpsonville, and then Scotty in Seneca. We'll wrap up with Dave. Dave, I'm sorry, Dave. I had to cut you off at the top of the hour, but you were saying?
No, and I appreciate you letting me stay over. Sure. You know, he's not Cole Stout, and yet, you know, everybody still wants to disparage Cole Stout. When Deshaun went down, he comes in, and you know what? He was serviceable. And then he got himself ready with Brandon Streeter as quarterback coach and went out and just dropped the hammer on Oklahoma. And so, you know, while, believe me, I want all of these quarterbacks to do well, and they will under this system, and we've got some incredible athletes back there. But the fact that the pecking order is Kelly and then on down the line. And until he's the man, until he's no longer the man. You know, I mean, does that make sense?
Yeah, well,
those guys have got to come in and beat him out.
Yeah, look, I think that's right. I never believed in the Cole Stout thing. I'm sorry. You know, even when he was starting and we kept hearing he gives us the best chance to win, I said, not that's so. I said, Deshaun Watson will be the starter by game 4 against North Carolina, and he was. This is a totally different situation. Kelly Bryant, yep, is a really good college quarterback who has only played 1 year and played that year with young skill position players around him, and it was never more evident than against Alabama, where, again, that entire, yep, Alabama secondary – of Harrison and Averett and Makah Fitzpatrick and Brown and 5 guys are all being drafted in this year's draft, most of them
in the first round.
Most of them highly. And so, you know, that's what the Clemson skill position players were up against. And early in the game, Etienne and Higgins both got banged up. Well, then you had no chance at all. And then people want to blame Kelly Bryant. I mean, it's just... it's absolutely ridiculous, and he's going to improve dramatically in his second year, and that's going to be bad news for everybody else. And all the people who dislike Kelly Bryant for whatever reason are going to be disappointed.
Well, I asked you this, Walt, and I'll get off. Do you think South Carolina to take him right now in his present state, do you think Carolina would put him on that roster with the opportunity to play right away and take them into a different level of success? And I'll take it off the air.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Yeah, look, absolutely. I think Kelly Bryant could start for the vast majority of teams in America. And I think he's made for this offense, and I think he's going to play very well. I think he's going to have a really good year, and then all the people who are critical of him are going to either shut up and enjoy the process and go back to their Twitter pages and erase the things they said. Can't erase the electronic trail, but or you know, they're just going to continue to dislike him. And every time he makes a mistake, see, my biggest concern, Dave, is not that the fans are going to jump on Trevor Lawrence when he makes his first mistake. My biggest concern is that a large segment of this fan base is going to jump on Kelly Bryant when he makes his first mistake and be begging for Trevor Lawrence. This is not Deshaun Watson and Cole Stout. This is not Tua Tagovailoa and Jalen Hurts. That is not what this is. That is not what this is. This is at least three really good quarterbacks and maybe four. And one of them is more experienced than the others and has been down the road now and will have learned from that. And I will think, and I believe that one will hold off the other two. It doesn't mean that they won't play. I think they'll play situationally when the games and the situations demand it, but or allow it, I should say. Let me get to Scotty and Seneca. Scott, how are you?
You know, living a dream, Walt. Yeah. Living a dream.
Yeah.
I got a new moonshine dealer. what they can put in a mason jar, it's amazing. I mean, I'm not as happy as the Colts owner that got busted with thousands of pills.
Yeah.
Still walking the street.
All right, there you go.
How do you do that? Wait. How do you do that? Call personal use. Thousands of pills. Maybe that's why I think.
I don't know, but they better get Andrew Luck some pills.
I don't think pills are going to help.
No.
But the good news, I heard Brett Favre with that copper sling throwing a Nerf ball.
That's it. Maybe you can get Andrew Luck one of those copper sleeves.
Yeah, that's what he's going to do. Seriously, I got to say one thing. You were wrong, but you'll probably be right this year. I heard a caller over the weekend or something talking about Cleveland. If they turned around and picked a quarterback number one, that would leave Chubb at number four. And McGarrett and Chubb on the outside, that would be pretty awesome.
Okay. But what was I wrong about?
You're wrong about Mr. Cribbs for Cleveland. He came back and actually passed the pot test. In the last two games, I think he averaged 100 yards receiving.
Whoa.
I mean, he failed 6 out of 7, but, you know. Now we get the whole offseason. I'm not counting on him making it next year.
Yeah, but wait a minute. I'm still lost. What part of that was I? You're talking about, first of all, you're talking about Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon, okay.
Right.
And I'm talking about, he failed in college, he failed in the pros.
Right.
He asked everybody and their uncle for reinstatement, and you say he ain't going to make it. And I believe he only got to play like two games, but he averaged 100 yards a game.
Wait a minute. Let me clarify, because there may be things that you missed in that, because it sounds that way. In terms of Josh Gordon, here's my long-standing position on Josh Gordon. I think he is the most talented receiver on earth. So, just to be clear, it's not Antonio Brown, it's not Julio Jones, it's not any of those guys. The most talented receiver on earth is Josh Gordon. And if he could ever stay straight and put that talent together and put his life together, he would be one of the greatest receivers we have ever seen, ever. That's how good he is. I mean, this is a guy.
This is a guy. I haven't got a chance to see him because he's always been suspended.
Right. See, this is the point. This is a guy who can sit out 2 years. You want to know? You want to talk about a natural? This is a guy who can sit out 2 years worth of drug convictions, and when they finally let him play, he can just get up, walk out onto the football field, line up at receiver, and be the best player on the field. That's how good he is. I mean,
that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy who's 6'3", 6'4", who runs like the wind, who's physical, gifted. I mean, there's nobody like him that I've ever seen. I mean, that's how gifted he is. I mean, as gifted as a guy like Julio Jones is, if this guy could ever stay straight, people would never even talk about Julio Jones. That's how good he is.
Okay, now there's two comments I'd like to get to. One is I hear first quarterback in the draft, second quarterback in the draft, third quarterback in the draft. Do you think Kaepernick will ever get a chance?
No. I mean, look, all it takes is one.
I don't know. I mean,
all it takes is one, so I'm not going to rule it out. But I explained it the other day. I mean, I don't have he cliche, but
wearing that Castro shirt, he shot himself in the foot.
Yeah, he made his bet. He made the decisions he did, and it's just as simple. NFL owners are owners. They're owners of any other business, like any other business. And if you owned a business and one of your employees was doing something that was hurting your business, was damaging the nature of your business, you wouldn't employ him. You wouldn't need to have meetings with other NFL owners and engage in coercion. You wouldn't need any of that. You would.
Well, there is collusion. It's my LSU Tigers. We beat the pedophile there in Oregon State last year in baseball, and it's amazing. He was the best pitcher in all of college, but he didn't get drafted.
Yeah, but again, you don't.
Nobody wants that.
But you don't need collusion to
know the right thing.
Right, because again, every owner is going to feel the same way. Their situation is that their bottom line is impacted by that type of behavior, and as an owner of any business, you have that right. So it's not an issue of collusion.
Taking up bills, Andrew Luck's coming back.
yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. So, but I will tell you this, Scotty. There's a lot of chatter about the Saints wanting one of these quarterbacks. A lot of chatter.
We need somebody. Drew Brees is about ready to retire.
So what do you want to do? You want to make the move up? You want to jump up to grab one of these top guys?
No. I like that sale for defense. You know, or Sue, Demonican Sue. What? I want somebody on the defense. We'll get a quarterback.
And so at 27, you want to make a defensive selection?
Yeah.
What about tight end?
We signed Ben Watson.
Yeah, that's a one-year deal.
Well, hi. Drew Brees hasn't signed yet. It'll only be 1 or 2 years. We got like a 2-year window. And then, I don't know, maybe rebuilding or whatever. The only other thing is,
if Lamar Jackson falls to you at 27, if you don't want to move up, if Lamar Jackson falls to you at 27, you taking him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe a running quarterback can make it in the NFL.
Well, the game's changing.
The game's changing. Philadelphia quarterback almost did.
Yeah. Look, there's no doubt in my mind Lamar Jackson can be a big-time success in the National Football League with the right coaching staff.
Yeah. I mean, they had one. Steve Young in San Francisco. Nobody else was a running quarterback.
Yep.
51, whatever Super Bowls, this and that. And I know I'm a Yankee, but if you can make a comment on that junior hockey team that lost everything.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a terrible.
That kind of hurts.
Yeah, terrible, terrible tragedy. And our thoughts and prayers are certainly with the families.
Well, there are over 60 countries involved saying their best wishes.
Yep. Terrible, terrible. Terrible tragedy, the type thing we hope never happens. Now, Scotty, I just disconnected you. It wasn't my intention. I apologize. But, yeah, just a terrible story. Very hurt to see that. And, again, thoughts and prayers to the families of the deceased and all those who were involved and injured. It was very, you know, every time you see something like that, you have flashbacks to, like, you know, through history to, like, Marshall and the like, and you know, we think, like, in a modern era where we're so sophisticated in terms of travel and where we have so much technological advantage that we're immune from these things, and every once in a while something occurs that demonstrates that we're far from immune. Ed, I'm going to get to you as soon as we come back. Don't go anywhere. Let me tell you about my friends at Crute LED. You know, Crute LED is just a really special place. Is there a business out there who doesn't want to save a little money where they can. At Crude LED, they've partnered up with Duke Power to do just that. It's this simple. All you have to do is take your Duke Power bill to Crude LED, and they'll figure out what your business needs. And get this, they'll rebate your purchase up front. Whether you need LED tube lights, LED high bay fixtures, parking pole light fixtures, down lights, Crude LED will pass on the Duke Power rebate right up front to you with a simple verification of your business Duke Power bill. If saving money's on your list, visit Crude LED online at www.crudeled.com or visit their office at 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, South Carolina. You know, that's who they are, all right? If you're an electrician or a contractor, I have news for you. The whole greater Anderson area is all being taken over by Crude. Industrial complexes, parking lots, etc. Because the savings are so dramatic, the quality of light so much better that it behooves you to find out about it. So trust me, take the time to investigate it because you're going to save all sorts of money and the quality of the lighting is so dramatically better. I mean, I've seen it all firsthand. It's astonishing. LED tube lights, high bay fixtures, $69 after rebate. I mean, the costs are incredibly good. Parking lot light fixtures, $59 after upfront rebate. Floodlights, wall light packs, all lights UL certified. It's amazing. Crude LED can retrofit anything and everything to do with industry, every type of industrial lighting, parking lot lights. That's Crude LED. And they're right here. Take the time to find out about them. If you're an electrician or a contractor, you owe it to yourself to check them out. 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, right before our exit 19B, right before J. Peters. 864-401-8506. 864-401-8506. Yeah, look, on the Colin Kaepernick situation, again, you don't have to have one owner coerce another to pass on Colin Kaepernick. No coercion needed. No collusion needed. These owners are making common sense business decisions that any owner of any business in any industry would make. When you have an employee whose actions hurt your bottom line, you get rid of them. And especially if that employee is a marginal talent. Now, if that employee is your star salesperson, well, then you probably don't get rid of them. Again, Indiana didn't get rid of Bobby Knight when he was throwing chairs until he started to suck. When he was winning 25 games a year, they were perfectly fine with him throwing chairs. Throwing chairs became an issue. His temperament became an issue when he started winning 15 games a year. That's when it. And so the same thing is here. If Colin Kaepernick was an elite talent, sure, he'd be playing, but he's not. He's a marginal talent, and no NFL team is going to put up with that nonsense, nor should they. So get over it. Ed, you'll be first up as soon as we get back. Waltip Tula Rose, Road Rage. Quick break.
Dr. Frank Armacito with the Surgery Center at Pelham on what it means to you as a patient.
I help develop our outpatient joint replacement program. Our patients are a priority, and it's my goal as an orthopedic surgeon to offer treatment options. Qualified candidates go home the same day. You will be up and walking before we send you home.
The Surgery Center at Pelham, ideal for athletes and active people who want to get back to their old routines. NewKneeReplacement.com.
I'm Guy, the insurance guy. Today I wanted to talk to you about one of the most critical but least understood types of insurance. When I talk to people, I ask them, what is your greatest asset? A lot of times I hear, well, it's my house or it's my car. Actually, an employee's greatest asset is not their home or their car. It's themselves and their ability to earn an income. Did you know that 71% of Americans would find it very difficult to meet financial obligations if their paycheck was delayed for just 1 week? Fortunately, there is a solution, and it will help you attract and retain employees. That solution is disability insurance. I'm Guy, the insurance guy. My company is The Insurance Source, and what we do is simple. We make insurance easier.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be overwhelming. Thankfully, Hendrick Honda easily offers a world-class experience in a fair, fast, easy, and transparent environment. As the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate, we take pride in being connected to the local community in which we live and do business. Hendrick Honda easily is there to help you find the newer pre-owned vehicle just right for you. Online at HendrickHondaSC.com or at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Again, that's Hendrick Honda Easley.
With 11 different apartment communities in the Clemson area, Burton Properties wants you to know there are apartments ready for lease. In the Heritage at Riverwood and Heritage Point, they have units available for any size you need, and they are also reserving for the fall. Please visit their website at ClemsonApartments.com. That's ClemsonApartments.com. Or call 653-7717 or 654-1130. Burton Properties is family-owned and operated, and their family looks forward to serving you.
It's no secret around here. I like things my way. My way keeps our customers happy. My way keeps us on budget. My way keeps this place running. And my way means ordering from Grainger. They've got what we need when we need it. With simplified checkout, dedicated customer reps, and knowledgeable product experts, I can order online, on the phone, or at a branch the way I like it. My way. When it comes to effortless ordering, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Tula Road Rage, Weird WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. You know, going back to Clemson for 1 second, Adam, come right to you. You know, it's a remarkable situation Clemson football has because they've recruited so incredibly well and managed to sell kids on competing and staying in the process. Because, look, this is why you can't normally assemble. What is the thing I've said forever? I've said that everyone wants to stockpile quarterbacks, but no quarterback wants to be stockpiled, and yet Clemson's been able to do it at that position, which heretofore has been all but impossible. And Clemson has stockpiled basically five-star quarterbacks. You can call Kelly Bryant a four-star, whatever he was when he came out, but he's a five-star quarterback player. And so in real life, that's a five-star. Hunter Johnson's a five-star. Trevor Lawrence a five-star. That's the real life. It's pretty incredible. Ed, what's going on there, Ed?
Walter.
How are you?
Not bad for a Monday. Monday has its trials and tribulations, but what are you going to do? Yeah. It is what it is.
Hey, Ed, as a baseball guy, did you see the other day that we had hit the anniversary of Henry Aaron's 715th home run off of Al Downing?
I did see that, actually. And to me, he's always going to be the greatest home run hitter that there ever was.
No question. Well, it's Babe Ruth and Henry Aaron. Those are your two guys. I mean, you know. And the all-time leader is always going to be Henry Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, he was a ball player for the ages, and his sportsmanship and his grace and his, you know, the way he looks at the game of baseball, he's just a wonderful representative, and I've got more respect for that man than I can measure. Honestly.
Well, and look, he approached and eventually surpassed that record amidst almost unparalleled hatred and vitriol and racism as he approached Babe Ruth's record. And he had to combat all that stuff, live through it all. And quite honestly, today he's still bitter about a lot of what he faced, but who wouldn't be?
Well, he ought to be. And I mean, exactly, Brooks, right. Robinson, a lot of those guys.
Sure.
You know, I always wondered if the guy that played in the Negro League that hit 84 in one season, and they say he hit close to 900 forever.
I think you're talking about. I think you're talking about Josh Gibson.
Yeah, he played for the Grays.
Yeah, Josh Gibson.
Yeah, I'd have loved to have seen him in the major leagues.
Well, look, he's the greatest catcher ever lived. I mean, because of the division in baseball at that time, you have to make allowances, just as the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame eventually did, for getting ex-Negro League players into the Hall of Fame. And it's just clear to anyone who studies the history of the game, Johnny Bench, incredible. Yogi Berra, incredible. Greatest catcher of all time, Josh Gibson. Not even close. I mean, Josh Gibson is alleged to have hit a couple balls out of Yankee Stadium. And Gibson was a phenom, just an absolute phenom. He was, to put it differently, Josh Gibson was the Black Babe Ruth. That's who he was. Had he been allowed to play, he would have dominated Major League Baseball just the way Babe Ruth did. I mean, that seems clear. I mean, from all the evidence, if you want to ignore the evidence, go ahead. But that seems clear that he is unquestionably the greatest catcher of all time and one of the, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 best baseball players who ever lived.
Yeah, and before I get to my Colts, Phil, because I've got an idea for those guys.
Yeah.
I really do. Have you ever seen a game where a catcher, i.e. Yadier Molina, basically charges a coach and they're about to fight, both benches clear, and he stays in the game and the coach gets tossed?
Yeah, it's a tad unusual. It's a tad unusual, but look, you watch baseball or any sport long enough, you'll see everything.
Yeah, well, evidently he used some ugly words towards him.
That's a shock.
And and Molina, being the hothead he is a hothead, said, you know, if you're going to say that, you better be ready to back it up and fight.
Yeah.
Which I found hilarious. Yeah. But, you know, I've thought about this whole Colt thing ever since they crept that team out of Baltimore and robbed that city. They've basically been snake bitten. Now, they did back in the one Super Bowl, thanks to the Bears. Way to go, guys. But other than that, and it didn't have anything to do with Peyton Manning. It had to do a lot to do more with that defensive player they had at the time. I won't say his name was Bethea, and I wouldn't swear to it, but whoever he was a great player. And they did win that one, but maybe they shouldn't have taken the Colts name. As I recall, the Colts were named after horses in Maryland and the whole Preakness thing and all that. Maybe they should change their name to the, I don't know, Indianapolis race cars or dairy farmers or something like that. Because you've got other stuff in Indiana that would be more like, I don't know how many Colts there are in Indiana.
So you basically think that franchise has got what they deserve for leaving like thieves in the middle of the night?
Yeah, I think you can kind of look at the owner and
maybe some poetic justice to all that.
I'm pretty sure there is. So more power to him. And I hate it for Matt, brother of Joe, who's a Colts fan. But if you ask him about Ursa,
where is Matt today? We would have expected to hear from Matt today. That's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up. Where are you, Matt? This seemed like your time in conversation.
Yeah, Yep, and you know what? I may tweet Matt as soon as we get off the phone and go, hey, you need to get him on.
That's exactly right. But that's exactly right.
I would like to see Brissette get somewhere with him, and I hope they'll wise up, and since they've traded out, get some surrounding pieces to help Brissette. I'm pulling for the guys now. I mean, not their owner.
Right, the team.
I'd like to get them after ball games.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. You know, it's an uphill situation, and again, Jacoby Brissett walked into an incredibly difficult situation. But I think he's acquitted himself quite nicely, and I think he's tough as nails, and quite honestly, I don't think you could survive there right now if you weren't, especially as a young kid getting thrown into that mess, that hot mess last year. But I thought he played well given the circumstances, and I think he'll only get better.
And you were right. Outside of getting blown out by the Rams opening week, where Brissett didn't play, and I think it was another caller that said that. They were competitive.
They were.
Maybe they should change your name to a singular name like the Indianapolis Brickyard. That's a strong name. And they could change her colors and have a brick on the side of her helmet.
I like it, Ed.
There you go. Have a great
day. Thank you, Ed. Appreciate the call, as always. You know, it's interesting. You know, I'm in this contest, Ramon. The Huddle Report invitation, national mock draft, top 100 contest. You know, last year I scored an 87 in the top 100, which means I correctly identified 87 of the top 100 players that would be taken, not in any particular order, just hitting that number on the big board. Remember, we had seen Gil Brandt's list, Ramona, and I like Gil Brandt. I like him. I respect him. I think he has a phenomenal memory. His recall for things that, even obscure things, you know, like somebody will mention a player and he'll say, oh, yeah, his great grandfather was a hops farmer back in in Washington State in 1930.
Yeah.
You know, those are the kinds of things that Gil Brandt comes up with. But he when he put out his top 150 list, and Gil Brandt is invited into the same contest I am, and he's in it every year. And when I saw his list last year, I said, I hope that's not the list he's going with. Do you remember?
Yes.
I said, because if that's what he's going with, I said, I'm going to beat him by at least 10.
Right, I remember
and,
that.
And I wound up beating him by exactly 10. I had 87, he had 77. The winner last year nationally had 91, I believe. And the thing is, I hurt myself at the end of the process, as I frequently do, with my second and third thoughts.
Oh, yeah, changing your mind.
Yeah, and I dropped out. I think I had six guys. I actually went back and looked at my original list the other day. It was either five or six guys that I had in it originally and I took out. Otherwise, I had a legitimate chance to win the National Top 100 contest last year and beat all the big names in the industry. As is, I beat Mayock and Kuiper and those people. I think I might have tied with McShay, believe it or not, in the top 100 last year. I don't really think that's him. It's something called Scouts Inc. But I made a couple of bad decisions on second and third thoughts last year, which cost me. And I'm in that same position right now. My top 100 has been basically done for months, except that every day,
oh, no.
I like,
change
here's
your
what
mind?
I do. Here's what I do. You know, I have 8 million crossouts and I redo the board all the time.
Right.
All right. But fundamentally, I've been settled now. I've been settled like at 100. I maybe have like a 101 and a 102, and I debate 101 versus somebody else somewhere on the list for some reason. And so that's the process that I'm engaged in. And And from my master list at the start, you know, I start out with hundreds of guys, and I basically weed them out and narrow the focus and narrow the focus. And eventually I'll make decisions sometimes based on positional priority, other situations. But I always wind up right back in the same place, which is at the end, I wind up with like 110. And I debate over and over and over in my mind, you know, guys 101 through 110 versus 10 others on the list. And right this second, I'm at 106, I think. And I was at 101. I actually re-added five guys that I had taken out earlier. And this is the decision, you know, and by the way, you know, some of those guys, like a Deshaun Hand. Deshaun Hand's a guy I think is a borderline top 100 player. Five-star guy when he came out. He may have been misused at Alabama. His natural fit may be a three-technique defensive tackle. But since we've never really seen him play that role, it's just surmising that he's capable of doing something that we haven't seen. What he's basically been is a 3-4 defensive end. And he's a big, strong guy, long arms, could stop the run. He's a lot like a lot of these other Alabama defenders who come out. And there's a spot for him. There's a spot for him. The question is that spot before 100 or after 100? And I want to continue this discussion a little bit on the other side. We'll talk a little bit about cornerbacks and about Deion Kane and the struggles I've had with Deion Kane as well, and trying to evaluate what he is and where he'll go and things like that. Let me tell you about Blue Ridge Security, which is now Priority One. Priority One absorbed Blue Ridge and became better for it. Priority One was a great company, and Blue Ridge was so similar in nature that it stood to reason that one would absorb the other. And the natural fit was for Priority One, a bigger company, to absorb Blue Ridge. And they did. And the best got better in the process. And that's what Priority One is. Largest privately owned and operated company in the state of South Carolina, amongst the top 25 security integrators in the country. Why Priority One? They're family owned and operated. They're locally focused. They're involved in the community. That's not talk. How involved are they? When we had our Tigers for Tatas campaign, they matched every dollar. They wrote a big check. That's the kind of people we're talking about. Those are the kind of people you want to do business with. And in a dangerous world, those are the kind of people you want to protect your family. If you don't believe the world is dangerous, watch the 12 o'clock news, local news any day. I challenge you. Watch it. 20 minutes of horror stories every single day, right here where we live. I'm not telling you you're ever going to need security. I don't know that. You may never confront a bad guy in your life. Then again, you may. And you don't know when it's coming. When you decide you want help to be prepared, call the best in the industry. Call my friends at Priority One, 288-1400, 288-1400, 288-1400. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. One more segment you want in, you're welcome to. Quick break, Walt Tip Tula Road Rage.
The Clemson Tigers Network.
Who's ready for some rivalry baseball? The Clemson baseball team will take on Georgia this Tuesday in North Augusta in a critical midweek matchup for the Tigers. Pre-game begins at 6 p.m. with a 6:30 first pitch on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action this season from first pitch to the last out right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sunday dinner specials for just $7.99 with 9 entrees to choose from and 20 side items. Plus the best fried chicken ever to cross your lips. The Chicken Basket on Highway 24 in Anderson. Call us at 226-3242.
American-made windows of the Upstate wants you to see and feel the difference new windows can make in your life. Experience cleaner air quality, lower utility bills, easy maintenance, all while enhancing the value of your home. And American-made windows of the Upstate makes it affordable. Get $100 off every window with three or more with exterior trim. Call now for the Tiger Special, 334-6030. Online at AmericanMadeWindowsUpstate.com. The best windows are American-made.
At Seneca Mattress Outlet, we know that tax time means shopping time. Here, you can buy a brand new Beautyrest or Serta mattress and still have money left over. Mattresses start as low as $196, and you still get your box spring free. But the deal doesn't stop there. For a limited time only, you can upgrade your box spring to an adjustable base and save 50% off on our already low prices. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd. Are you ready for your upcoming move? Relax, because my friends at Tiger Moving have been trained to quarterback their move for you. Skip the headache and the backache. Hire the clean-cut, athletic movers. They have the experience, attitude, and equipment to make your moving experience completely stress-free. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to book your next move with Tiger Moving of Greenville. Licensed and insured to operate in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson counties. Go Tigers!
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs, with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
ZeroRes is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroRes, Greenville.com.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Train Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying Train system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new Train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Train, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Would you like to regain your energy and strength and restore or increase your sex drive? Do you suffer from joint pain, anxiety, depression, and difficulty sleeping? Then bioidentical hormone therapy is right for you. Discover increased energy and muscle strength, greater ability to lose weight, increased mental clarity to help you age healthier and live happier. Call New Haven Medical Services in Seneca at 885-2000. That's 885-2000. Live happier at New Haven.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Walt Zepsula, Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I want to remind you, for the spring game special, I'll be out at George Coleman Ford. We'll have free pizza and everything for you on Friday. So come on out and see us there. So on, and we'll be telling you more about that as well as during the course of the week. So we'll be on remote Thursday and Friday. So come on out and see us. And again, Friday is at George Coleman Ford. And as I said, we're going to feed you and everything. It's a spring game special, and we'll talk a lot more about the spring game, what you can expect, what you might expect, what you want to see, what you're looking to see, all these things. And remember this, that a spring game is just a glorified practice. It's just one glorified practice. And so, you know, you can't necessarily assume that everything you see during that spring game is the gospel truth. Because it may be that one guy plays poorly that day who's been playing better than anyone else at his respective position. But the only glimpse you get to see of him is on the day he plays poorly. So, you know, I would just keep that in mind as you watch the game and try and ascertain and determine what it means. George Coleman Ford has been doing it the right way for almost 90 years, treating people right. That's why they keep winning president's awards. They're the best in the industry. You're special. When you're in business, when you survive various economies and administrations and are still going after 90 years, there's something special about you. And what it comes down to is your people and the way you treat your customers. That's it. That's it. Nothing else lasts. Trust me. In business, nothing else lasts. The rest is all bull. It comes down to how you treat your customers. And when you treat them well, you can last forever. Because there's nothing better than word of mouth. So when one person goes and buys a vehicle at George Coleman Ford and has a great experience, they go tell 10 other people they know, that's word of mouth. And for 90 years, George Coleman Ford has been treating people the right way. You know who they treat right first? They treat their employees right. Because it's a well-understood secret within business that if you treat your employees right, your employees are guaranteed to treat your customers right. And that's who George Coleman Ford is. Cars cost less than travelers rest. The people are better. And there are never any dealer fees or service fees. Going back to what I just touched on before we went to break, you know, my national contest, the mock draft and the huddle report contest, you know, I don't know what I am. I guess I'm like 12th in the country on the revolving scores over 5 years. And obviously I have no connections or ties. So I don't have any of the advantages and I'm competing with all these people on an even basis. And I flirted with winning. I mean, I lose track of time, but 2 or 3 years ago, I finished second or third in the nation, the mock draft contest. And I'm tired of finishing second, third, or 12th. I want to win. So this could be the year. And I don't want to just win one. You know, the mock draft contest is more prestigious, but I think the top 100 contest is a better indicator of knowledge. Although sometimes I think the NFL teams are pretty stupid in the selections that they make. And there are times I just have to try and think like them because you know, as I said, you get down to the area of 100 and there are a lot of players that look the same on both sides of the line. And I back them up and move them forward back and forth across that imaginary 100 barrier. And these analysis are not easy. I mean, in terms of player analysis, and I do, that's all I do. I don't go by what anybody else says. I don't care what anyone else says. I watch film. And so I watch film and I'll watch, you know, these two pieces of film and I'll be convinced of this. And then 2 days later, I'll see a different game of the same player. And suddenly I have a different opinion of them. And therefore I bounce guys back and forth across the line because I see something that presents a player in a more advantageous light. I think Deion Cain's a tough evaluation. He's explosive. He's athletic. He has size. I mean, he's not 6'4", but he's like 6'2". He could separate. He has a competitive spirit, which he demonstrated against Alabama, but he also has little hands and he drops the ball. And, you know, fundamentally, whether you can catch the ball or not, whether you have soft, natural hands, whether you're a natural receiver of the ball, it just is. It can't really be taught. Now, you can work on it. You can work on it. But, you know, if you watch guys, you watch them closely, you watch them go through the gauntlet, which is a good exercise to help determine this, you'll see guys who just catch the ball naturally versus guys who can't. Like Jasicki of Penn State, for example. Mike Gesicki is athletically tested off the hook at the combine. I mean, he's a freak of nature athlete, but he's sort of a pufta, and he's sort of a pufta, and he does not catch the ball naturally, in my estimation. I wouldn't draft him. That's not to say he can't wind up being a good receiver in the National Football League, because his athletic gifts are so extreme that, you know, he'll present matchup difficulties for opposing teams. You know, here's another thing. The NFL's changing. And it's something I have to consider at times as well. I mean, the NFL is a sub-package league. It's the nature of all football now, really. But at the pro level, even, the game is a sub-package league. There aren't any teams in the league that are playing three or four linebackers anymore. You can't. Because everybody can throw the ball. So everything you see is nickel-dime. Base defense, nickel. That's the conventional National Football League defense now. That's the way the game has changed. And that's why teams will draft cornerbacks. That's why cornerbacks are such a priority position. Because you have to have them. And not just two of them. You have to have four, five. If you don't have four cornerbacks who can play the way the game is played now, you're screwed. You need four cornerbacks who can play. And it's all part of this issue. You know, and there are positional priorities. Like, look at the position of tight end. There are five or six what I would deem detached tight ends in this draft. These are guys who are receivers. And of course, since the game is about catching the ball now and about guys who can catch it and create mismatches, these guys have a chance. And yet the NFL is still looking for guys at those positions that can block. And as such, guys like Bucky Hodges and Jordan Leggett paid a price last year because they weren't willing blockers, especially in the case of Bucky Hodges, who some laughably previously had projected as a round one pick, round up going in round six, because he was a conscientious objector to all things blocking. Well, the tight end has evolved, and you're seeing more teams use detached tight ends, and the role as an inline blocker has been reduced, but it's still necessary to a degree. And last year, some of these pass-catching tight ends suffered. So I think it's a really tough evaluation on some of these pass-catching tight ends this year. And I know what I think and what I would do. And, you know, you've got an All-American caliber tight end at Oklahoma. You have an All-American caliber tight end at Penn State. And Gesicki, I don't want either of those guys. I'm not saying they can't play. I'm saying I'm not drafting them. If I'm looking at a tight end at the top of this draft, I think the two that you look at are Hayden Hurst and Dallas Goedert. I think those are the two, because Hurst is an improved blocker and Goedert is a willing blocker. Now, I think Goedert is the more athletic guy, and I think he can do more things in the receiving game. And I think his potential is better than Hayden Hurst. In terms of a plug-and-play guy, the best one is Hayden Hurst. He's the best of the options. And the rest of these guys, I mean, I wouldn't draft the rest of them. If you want a blocking tight end, you can go get Will Disley out at Washington. If you want a late-round guy who will block, he's undersized, he lost the tip of his finger in birth, it's Troy Fumagalli from Wisconsin. He's a guy that I think if you're looking for a round five, round six type guy who may turn out to be a steal, I think he's your guy. But keep in mind, you know, there are a lot of people who think three tight ends are going to be drafted in round one. Remember, O.J. Howard, a year ago, who was projected by many to be a top 5 or 6 pick, sat there till 18. And so you have to understand how the National Football League views positional priority as well in making these type of evaluations. We'll talk a little bit about cornerbacks tomorrow. Walt Tiptoola, Road Rage, we're done.
From the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5 The Roar.